Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, conditions are similar, with mild temperatures. In Haifa, the weather remains pleasant, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, in rare West Bank airstrike, IDF says it killed three Palestinian terror operatives. This report comes from the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Hezbollah Secretary General states that Israel and the U.S. will not succeed in bringing their surrender. This was reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Trump announces the biggest oil deal in world history with Venezuela. That's from I-24 News. Separately, El Al's wartime resilience is highlighted in a new piece by JTA. And finally, a look at the periphery's startup mentality in Israel, from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from Israel due to recent legislative actions by the Dutch government. Belaz News posted earlier today about the expulsion of Dutch diplomats following the Dutch parliament's ban on trade with certain Israeli territories. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, commented earlier today on Itamar Ben-Gvir's actions, highlighting his controversial stance on UNRWA and its implications for Israel. Let's go deeper into today's top stories, starting with the West Bank airstrike. The Times of Israel reports that the IDF targeted Qais Bitawi, identified as a key Hamas leader in Jenin, along with two accomplices. Israeli Prime Minister and the Defense Minister praised the operation, emphasizing its significance in countering terrorism. This development underscores ongoing tensions in the region, with potential impacts on local security dynamics. Turning to the comments from Hezbollah's Secretary General, Israel Hayom reports that Naim Qassem criticized the ongoing negotiations between Israel and Lebanon. He claimed that Lebanon conceded too much. This statement reflects the fragile state of regional diplomacy, potentially affecting future negotiations. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Trump's announcement of a major oil deal with Venezuela. The agreement gives the U.S. control over a vast reserve, marking a significant shift in energy politics. This deal could have far-reaching effects on global oil markets and U.S. energy independence. On the topic of El Al, JTA sheds light on the airline's resilience during wartime. Despite threats, the airline has continued operations, showcasing determination and adaptability. This narrative offers insight into the broader challenges faced by Israeli businesses amid conflict. On the economic front, first, according to CTEC, Navitas is expanding its ventures in the Gulf of Mexico, leveraging substantial cash flow for new projects. Separately, Globes reports that the FAA has approved Israel flights to the U.S., potentially starting earlier than the planned October 19th launch. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a burgeoning startup ecosystem in the Negev with significant investments and growth in local governance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.